Okay, well, now in Davar Amid Beis. Shmura answers that, where it brings a raya, that the whole din of Kol Chelev, that we're marbe chatzi shir, is only in Asmachta, because otherwise how do we need a posuk to be marbe koi? Koi is a suffix, and every koi is either a behem or a chaya, and klapi shomayim, it's clear which one it is. You're a posuk to tell me a koi, to be marbe suffix. Shmura says, mishum hai lo iri, the bottom of ayin dalem ralit. Kasavre koi ber yibifni atzmahi. This brisa, that wouldn't be a raya. Could be you do need a pasuk to tell me that a koi is included, because a koi is not a suffic behema suffic chaya. It's a new beria, and I might think that beria taka is potter kamash malon. Mor says deilo te mahachi, because if you don't say that, hoda amar avi idi barovin af kol asuye koi, when it speaks about dam. The dam of a behema nechai is also. So we have a ribui lasuye koi. The dam of a koi is also also. Versus koi sveiko. What do you a ribui to remember the dam of a koi? It's for sure also. So, either it's a behema or it's a chaya. Both of them are also. So what's the shaila? Mar says it's rikro ribui sveiko ela ber yashani. Hachanami ber yashani. Over there it's clearly because a koi is not a behema or a chaya. It's a new beria. And I might think, therefore, it's dam is mutter. Kamash malon not. So therefore, if you hold beria, a koi is a beria, you do need a posik to be marbed. And therefore, it could be that this drosh is deraisa. Rashi also krolib buya sveika bitmiya atu kamishmaya sveikahu. The Rabbanim has a sofik. It's either a behem or a chaya. And it's all the same. So that's not like a sofik where you don't know what happened, or something happened and made it a sofik. Then you could have a pasuk to tell me asiri vadai or bechor vadai or whatever, for situations that are doubtful. But something that we're in doubt about all the time, you don't need a pasuk for that. I behema havi, I chaya havi. The Rosh knows what it is. Hoda omar avidi bar ovin bekrisus beperik dam shchita af kol lasuye koi diktani hosam kol dam lo sochelu la ofa v'la behema ma ofa behema miuchadim. So what's it called? So kol comes to tell me even a koi the dam is awesome. Okay, let's go on. Tov rabbanim tanu es nafsho seichem. It says on Yom Kippur you have to afflict your nefesh. Yochol yeshi b'cham o b'tzina. Maybe the affliction is sitting in the sun or sitting in the cold. Kadeshi etztayr, Talmud Lomar v'chol malacha lo sasu. Right after that it says v'chol malacha. Ma malacha shevi al tasa. Just like malacha is not doing something, so to the inui of Yom Kippur is not doing something. Not doing something to afflict yourself, but not doing something, and that's the affliction. Af inui nefesh shevi al tasa. Mar says ve'ema hecha di yosu b'shimsha v'chayim le lo neima le kum tu betula. Yosef betula the korolei lo neimalei kum tu b'shimsha. Maybe also, so maybe the inu yistaka sitting in the sun or sitting in the cold, but not that you have to go and sit in the sun or sit in the cold. But if you happen to be sitting in the sun, the inu is you can't get out of the sun. So it's shevi al tasa. Stay where you are. And if you're in the cold, you have to stay in the cold. Maybe that's the inu of Yom Kippur. If you happen to be in the sun, then stay there. If you happen to be in the cold, stay there. You don't have to actually go into the hot or cold, but you can't leave it. Just like malacha. Someone says, no, do me the malacha. Ma malacha lo chilakta bo, afini lo sachlik bo. Malacha is always awesome. There's always a shevi al tasa. It doesn't depend on situation. Over here, though, it depends if you happen to be in the sun or in the cold. So therefore, since there are times when it wouldn't apply, it's not doma to malacha, where it always applies. Rashi. Ma mitzus malecha shabbos shevi al tasehu af mitzus inui shevi al tase dover hamavatol mimcho es ha'inihu ve'enzu ele kigon hani namasnisim lo yochal lo yishtel lo yirchatz. Those things are mavatol the inui, they're shevi al tase. Don't do this, and by not doing that you'll have the inui. Ma malacha lo chilakta bo bechol tzdodeh asura. Malacha is asur. You don't need a specific situation to get the Isra Malacha. It applies across the board. af inui nami shisuro bechol tzdad of kamar. Yatsu chama vetsina shim yesh yashav har yu beinui. Then lo yashav eno mitzvah leishe. But it can't be that the inui is, if you happen to be sitting in the sun, don't go out. Because then if you're not sitting in the sun, there's no inui. And therefore there's a situation where you wouldn't be chayiv an inui. Tanya idach, tanu es nafshol seichem, yochol yeshe b'cham v'tzina v'yitztayr, tamalomer v'chom malocha lo sasu, ma malocha dover shechayev en ol b'mokom acher, af inui nefesh shechayov en ol b'mokom acher. Another raya, that not because it's shev v'altase, but because just like malocha on Yom Kippur is the kind of thing that you're chayev kare somewhere else, so too, inui nefesh has to be something that somewhere else you're chayev kare for a similar thing. So where are you, what are you chayiv karis on? Somewhere else eating. The ezuze is a pigul, the noser. Right? We find other cases of eating where you chayiv karis. Memela, the inui nefesh is eating. If you eat, you're not being ma'ana. Not eating is inui nefesh. Because eating we find somewhere else is chayiv karis. Just like malacha, somewhere else is chayiv karis by Shabbos. Ma malacha dover shechayov and olav b'mokom acher karis ki hocha kagom b'Shabbos. Af inui bedover achila kamer shematzino shechayev l'makom acher kom pigul v'noser. Yechayev an pigul v'noser. Samara says, avi pigul v'noser shehin bekaris v'lo avi yisatevel she'eno bekaris. Maybe you're only over on inui nefesh if you eat pigul v'noser. If you eat something that's chayev karis, right? Just like maybe that's the limud. That just like over here you're chayev karis for eating. But you're only chayiv karis for eating something that somewhere else you'd be chayiv karis. L'char, what's a nafkamina? You're chayiv karis anyway. So there's a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be where you're a shogeg on the pigul v'noser, but you're not a shogeg on the Yom Kippur. So you'd be chayiv karis for Yom Kippur, even though you won't be chayiv karis for pigul v'noser. Or to be chayiv two chatols. You're shogeg on both of them. You're chayiv two chatols. Or if it is for pigul v'noser, it's not mitztarif. If you have a chatzi shir of pigul and a chatzi shir of noser, but if it's out the isser of achil of Yom Kippur, then half a kazayas of pigul and half a kazayas of noser is mitzvah. What? No. So it would be the isser of Yom Kippur is an isser zman, right? And here be what's it called? Be b'hochi chayvi rachmana. Torah said you chayv like this. There's the chiddush haTorah. Not out any isser chalal isser. Torah said you chayv if you eat pigul and noser on Yom Kippur twice. Or whatever the other terutzim would be, or if you hold the Reb Yehuda, they say that you don't need tshuva. Yom Kippur is mechaper even without tshuva, but it's not mechaper in averus of Yom Kippur. So if you ate pigul and noser on Yom Kippur, it's mechaper, but it's not mechaper because you ate on Yom Kippur. So whatever reason, that's a havamina that you'd be chayav of eating on Yom Kippur only if you ate pigul and noser. So, avi pigul v'noser shein bekaris, v'lo avi yisat tevel shein o bekaris. Tevel's only chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. And here you see that chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim is lesser than chiyuv kares. Right? They bring a raya from here clearly that chiyuv kares is more chomer than tevel, than iser b'dei, misa b'dei shamayim. Tamad lomer tanu v'inisem, es nafsho seichem, riba. It's an extra ribui. That you're not only chai if you eat pigul v'noser, you're even chai if you eat tevel. Avi atevel shubamisa velo avi asanevela shein obamisa. So maybe you're only chayiv eat something that's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, but not something that's only belav. So if you ate nevela on Yom Kippur or anything else, surely not aser, it's okay. Talmud lomer tanu v'nisa mesnaf shel seichem riba. The ribui is marba this too. Avi asanevela shubalav velo avi asachulin shein obalav. Maybe you can only not eat things that are aser somewhere else, but something mutter you're allowed to eat. Tamad lomer tanu v'nisim es nafshol seichem riba. Avi achulin sheina b'kumechol v'lo avi satruma shi b'kumechol. Maybe you're only chayiv if you ate things that at least there was no mitzvah to eat them. But if you ate something that's a mitzvah to eat, your potter on Yom Kippur, like truma. Tamad lomer tanu v'nisim es nafshol seichem riba. Avi satruma sheina b'bal tosiru v'lo avi satkodshim sheina b'bal tosiru. Maybe you wouldn't be chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur if you ate something, not only it's a mitzvah to eat it, but there's an isra of leaving it over. So maybe kodshim you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Talmud lomer tanu v'nisim es nafshei shem riba. V'im nafshech lomar, if you want, have another raya that it means eating. Harihu Omer v'havadati es hanefesh ahi. Right? Even though v'havadati is going on the onesh, but since it used the lashon v'havadati, right, doesn't say v'hichrati like it normally says, it comes to tell me that the ibud nefesh of the onesh is because of the ibud nefesh kind of inui that you didn't do. Inui shu avedas hanefesh. Ve'ezu zeze achila, ushtia. What kind of inui involves avedas nefesh, not eating and not drinking? Versus my, see Rashi till here. Vim nafshich lomar. Vim yesh biyadcha. Lohoshiv alzeh. If you want to answer on this, hari raya cheres. Dikroshel tanuas nafshel seichem inui shu avedas nefesh. Besochal haguf mayri. It's an inui that has to do with losing your nefesh. Something from the inside, not something from the outside like heat and cold or whatever. But something where your nefesh is memuit, meaning not eating and not drinking. Okay. My ve'im nafshech lomar, what's wrong with the first raya? The chitema ba'rayas ko mishtoikro. Maybe it has all the tanoim we said before. It has to be something osur bekari somewhere else. That's the kind of inui. So where do you find something osur bekari somewhere else? Eating. But there's another thing that's osur bekari somewhere else. Arayas. Maybe it just means tashmishamita. You can't have relations on Yom Kippur because it says, what's it called, something, just like malacha is something you're chayiv koris for somewhere else, the inui is something you're chayiv koris somewhere else. What's that? Arayas. Hariyomer va'avadati ha-nefesh. Inui sheyesh bo avedas nefesh, ve'ezu zeh achila v'shtia. There's no avedas nefesh depriving yourself of tashmish amita, but depriving yourself of food and drink, that's inui nefesh of avedas nefesh. Yeah, but that's not, the inui is not the nefesh, right? You're not being mabed your nefesh by doing it. How we know that inui nefesh is not eating and drinking. It says inui over here, and it says inui in the pasuk vayyancha vayarivecha. And over there it means eating and drinking. Right? Malahalan inui ravo. The Rabbanu Shalom made you hungry. Right? Afkan inui ravo. Shemar says, no, I'll tell you another place in the Torah where it says inui, and it means inui tashmish. V'neilith mim tanes benosai. Right? And there it means inui from tashmish. So maybe let's learn inui from inui. Shemar says, no, donin inui derabim, inui derabim. V'einin donin inui derabim, inui deyochid. By vayyancha vayarivecha is talking about all of Klal Yisrael. And by the what's it called, tanuas nafshel seichem is all Klal Yisrael. Mashenkin over there was only benos, what's it called, lovon, so it's a tiyachidim. So better to learn inui of a rabbin from inui of a rabbin than inui of a rabbin from inui of the yachid. Versus the nail of me inui de Mitzrayim. No, I'll tell you where there was inui of tashmish for all of Klal Yisrael. Dilsi vayaris onyenu vamrin and zuprishas derech eretz. Right, the fact that they kept their husbands and wives separate. So the Maisa, what's it called? Maybe that inui will learn, and they're both rabbin. Ela donin inui bidei shamayim, mi inui bidei shamayim. Ve'ein donin inui bidei shamayim, mi inui bnei adam. No, the isser of eating and drinking, the inui of Yom Kippur is bidei shamayim. The Torah says not to do it. The Rabbanu Shalom is the one who goes it. And the same thing goes, vayyancha vayarivecha, is inui bidei shamayim. The Rabbanu Shalom is ma'anos. But by Mitzrayim, the Mitzrim are ma'anos. So inui bidei adam, it's not the same. So better to learn inui bidei shamayim for the rabbim. From inui bidei shamayim from the rabbim, than inui of a rabbim bidei adam to inui bidei shamayim. V'nemer lahalan inui rashi vayyancha vayarivecha v'neilath midim tanis benosai demoki lo lekalam natashmish. Inu de rabbim yom ha-kippurim l'chol Yisrael, v'achilas hamon l'chol Yisrael. Inu bidei shamayim yom ha-kippurim mitzvos melechi, v'chein inu hamon. Okay. And now, since we mentioned the inui of the man, that the Rabban Shalom fed us man, which was an inui, we'll see what the inui was. Hamachilcha man b'midbar l'man anosecha. What's the inui of eating man? Rav Ami v'Ravasi. Chav omar eno doma mishish l'pas b'sal l'mishay l'pas b'sal. The inui was they didn't know if they're going to have the next day. They didn't have pas b'sal. Every day they had to get new. Another one says that the inui was they didn't see what they were eating, because it didn't look like the thing they imagined, whatever it was, and it tasted whatever they imagined, but it wasn't the actual thing. So they couldn't see the thing. They didn't see a steak. They ate whatever is tasted like a steak, but it didn't look like a steak. From here's a remez that blind people eat and they're never really satisfied because they can't see the food. Right? I guess Braille doesn't help by food. Omer Abaya. What? Right. Okay. I don't know if he said this before or after, but I guess he knew. Therefore, Omer Abaya. Therefore, Abaya said, a person who has a meal should eat better in the daytime when he can see it than at night, when he can't see, unless he has lighting. Omrav Zera Mikra, Tov Mara Inayim Mehalach Nefesh. Right? Better something you can see, Mehalach Nefesh. Okay. Omrav Shlokish, what's up, Shah? Tov Mara Inayim Beisha, Yosem Migufa Shomaisa. Right? Sometimes what you imagine, what you see, is better than the actual thing. The fact that the Shalevi is the whole thing, that's the whole Yetzer Hara. The whole Yetzer Hara is Dimyan. It's only imagination. It's always better what you imagine the Avera, right? Those trefa things, right? Always look better than when they become kosher, right? They didn't taste as good as when they were treif. They looked as what they were treif. He says that's why the Gemara says in Sukkah that the Yetzer Hara is dome to tzaddikim, to a big mountain, and to the Rishoyim like a Chut Asara. The Rishoyim who actually did the Avera, no, it's only a Chut Asara. The tzaddikim who never did it, they imagine it like a mountain. Shenemar tov marinai mahalach nefesh ki yetin bekos eino yishalach b'meisharim. Okay, Ravami Ravasi chad omar kol anosin eino bekoso. Whoever gets drunk, he puts his eye on his cup. In other words, he drinks too much. Arayis kulan domus lov kibishon. He's easily over all the arayis. The chad omer kol anosi no bekoso kol olam kulo domel kemishon. Right, the whole world is like there's nothing he can't do. Person gets drunk, there's nothing he can't do. Rashi, hamachil chomon b'midbar, Rabami v'Ravasi, v'les hocha rumya dekroy. Here, there's no machlok, there's no steer in psukim. El akroy is explaining the psukim. What does it mean? Lamana noscha. How did the Rabban Shalom afflict us by giving us the man? Hamachil cholaman anoscha ochel meuna ein lo pas besal ochel ayom v'doeg al amachar. Eats today, he's worried about tomorrow. Ein lo roev ochel achilas haman toin tam kol aminim ve'ein lo roev el aman. All he sees is the man. He doesn't see the steak. Ein lo bekoso oiv shikras. Person likes to get drunk, so either all the arayas are going to be easy for him to do, or kol ha'olam domel lo kamishar. Momon acherim domel lo heter. There's nothing that he can't take of other people's. Once you get drunk, nothing's awesome. Okay.